The Crowing Cock by Mary M. Bodie. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Luke 22, verse 60. The first thing I want you to notice about our Lord is that he served. He took the place of lowliness that he might minister to all men. How wonderful he is, how great. There never was anyone like him. We will all agree with that. Never man spake like this man. This was said when he was present almost 2,000 years ago, and we say the same today. He speaks to his apostles, saying, Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. Luke 22:28. It is wonderful to continue with Christ in his temptations. We are in the day of his temptation in a sense, for he is still rejected by the world, and we are continuing with him. He knows who are with him in his rejection. How wonderful to be continually in fellowship with him, loving him and watching with him. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22, verses 29 through 32. We read in verse 24 that Peter was among them who were striving for the best place. The Lord had already told Peter that he would give him the keys of heaven, and he probably was asserting himself. I will be the greatest, and you will have to be subject to me, he was saying. Jesus had told them he was going away, but they could not believe that it was the way of the cross. Immediately Jesus spoke to Peter. Simon, I know what you are talking about, asserting yourself and saying you are a stone, but you are going to be sifted as wheat. Satan cannot sift us except as wheat, no matter how foolish we are. The old man is just as foolish today as he ever was. But thank God for a man who is not foolish, who does not assert himself nor try to get a big place because he already has the big place. We do not run after something we already have. We saints already have the best place, and we should not be striving for a better place. Jesus said, And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. John 17:22. This is so wonderful to me that I could stop and speak on every verse. Peter was humiliated by Jesus' words. We know how he felt and his affected superiority. He felt a little top-heavy feeling his oats. The Lord addressed him, calling his name, but did not say a word to the others. Peter, you are going to fail. That is the important factor. Peter said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. To paraphrase, he said, Now, Lord, you don't quite know me. You are not giving me credit for what I am. He asserted himself against the Lord. Lord, you know I would go into prison and death, and here you are calling me down. Loyalty was real in Peter's heart. He was an impetuous soul, strong in himself, riding for a fall. He was ready, even as many of us are when we are young, to run through a troop or jump over a wall. Then when the time comes, we do not do it. The wall is too high, the troop too big, especially when it is the cross that we must bear. Peter was ready to use a sword, which he did a little later, and he cut a man's ear off. But the cross is a different thing. It is an offense to the flesh. When the cross is in view, we all get weak. We cannot stand the ridicule, the mockery, the reproach which Satan has in his sieve. The devil was after Peter. He knew how God was going to use this man, and he did not want Peter to be used of the Lord. He was trying to defeat him before he got started. Many folk are defeated before they get a good start on the race course. Jesus said, I tell thee, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Luke 22, verse 34. I am so glad the Lord knows all about us, all of our weaknesses. He knows us altogether, better than we know ourselves and better than anyone else knows us. He told Peter beforehand what he would do so that he could take hold of his strength and not fail. How did the Lord know all that was going to happen? He was God, and he had the Spirit upon him. He had the discernment of the Spirit, and he knew what was in the offing. He had that rooster right there to crow, and he crowed at exactly the right time. And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? They said, Nothing. Luke 22:35. That was said for Peter's benefit. He desired to encourage him at this time with the witness of his care. But now there will be a difference. He is going away. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise this his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Luke 22:36. Jesus meant they would be tested and have trouble in the natural. He told them of the death he was going to die. He was to be reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. Luke 22:37. They looked upon these things in the natural, and they thought he really meant them to take a natural sword. But he meant they must take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and stand and fight the fight of faith. We see here the great contrast between Judas and Peter. Both got into trouble, but note the difference between the two men. One was a saint and one was a sinner. One believed that Jesus was the Son of God and the other did not. That made the difference in their eternal destiny. One went out and wept bitterly, and the other went out and hanged himself. Luke 22:62 and Matthew 27:5, respectively. Jesus was going to that cross because of his Father's will. He had come to die. He was the only man that ever lived that knew he would die in the will of God. He wanted to do everything that was his Father's will. He would not let man glory over him. He knew they could do nothing against him unless the Father had willed it so. They led him to the high priest's house, and it looked like he was absolutely in their control, but he was not. He was the Lamb foreordained to die before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 2:20. So they brought him and led him and made him go out, but they did not have to do that. He had to go to that cross. He went in the will of God, that lamb that was bound to the horns of the altar, as it were. Peter was following afar off. He sat down among Jesus' rejectors. He did not quite want to be identified with this wonderful man until he would see what he would do. Peter knew that the Lord was all-powerful. He need only to say a word and he would be loosed. Jesus himself said, Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Matthew 26:53. But the will of God must be done. Peter could not understand why Jesus was not delivered, why he was letting these men lead him and take him into trial. Is he really going to let them do what they want with him? The disciples had seen him heal the sick, raise the dead, and stop the raging sea. They had seen him in action, and why should they be fearful that he would not deliver himself? They thought that he would save himself, and here he was apparently yielding to the authority of the officers. We would not have understood it either if we had been there. Luke 22:55-60 describe what takes place. So Peter sat down among Christ's enemies, and a woman saw him. It takes a woman to see things, doesn't it? First the maid looked upon him and said, This man was also with him, and he denied that he knew Jesus. This man, who had said he would go to prison and to death, fails the test. Another said to him, Thou art also of them. Peter said, Man, I am not. I think he said this a little louder. He was getting a little hot under the collar. He felt he was under suspicion. After this, it was a whole hour before he was again called on the carpet. Finally, another man said, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. He insisted that Peter was one of Jesus' followers. Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. Was he not a good liar? And immediately while he spake, the cock crew. I'd say the Lord had a rooster there, but where was that rooster? He must have been in the yard around there. He surely could not have been in that hall of judgment, but he was somewhere close. The Lord made that cock crow at exactly the right time. He had power to move that rooster. Sometimes these unintelligent creatures obey God better than his own people. Maybe many times we do not crow at the right time. Sometimes when the due time comes, we are floored. I have seen people not say a word for Jesus, but they can talk plenty about other matters. As soon as Peter denied the Lord, the cock crew. Peter had denied him 3 times, just exactly as many times as the cock crowed, as the Lord said he would do. Peter knew that was according to the word of God. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me 3. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Luke 22, verses 61 and 62. That showed he was a true child of God. To deny the Lord is much worse than many other sins. It was his moral courage that was shaken, not his physical powers. He would have gone out and fought a natural battle for Jesus. But then the cross was in view and the devil was there. Poor Peter was sifted when he fell into his sieve. Many sermons have been given about Peter's failure, but we never heard one about the cock's victory. Yet we may learn some valuable lessons from that rooster. He is a type of an overcoming Christian, intelligent in the things of God, following Jesus and doing God's will.